Injuries then. How's James Husband?
Yeah, he's been assessed again today. You know, he's a bit sore. The good thing for us at the minute, or the initial signs, are that there was no dislocation there. There's a lot of swelling in it at the minute, so we'll see how he is for Saturday.
Do you feel he has a chance, or is it touch and go as to whether he'll play?
It'll be touch and go. James being James, thinks he's got a chance of playing. But, you know, we'll assess him and see what happens.
As a wider point, in that area of the team, I mean, he's obviously made that role his own over the course of the first 10 games. Do you need cover in that area?
Possibly. You know, the one thing we have got, and going back to when we bought Reece Wabara, and Reece is somebody that can play in that position and has done before as well. So we'll wait and see how James is tomorrow. You know, we'll have a little look at the possibility of bringing somebody in if we can. You know, but we're confident that James will be okay.
Makeda, was there a little bit of something wrong with him at the end of the game as well, a knock or two?
I just think it was a little bit of fatigue more than anything else. You know, he's went from playing no games whatsoever and for 6 months to playing three high-pressure, high-tempo games in a short space of time. So we knew that would happen. But we also felt that keeping on the pitch, he'll always get a chance like he did at Sheffield. And he had two chances that he, on another day, would have stuck away.
So, any other sort of fitness and injury concerns as you count down to Leicester?
No, there's been a couple of illnesses. Richie Wellens isn't in today. You know, there was a few the other night there that were feeling a little bit under the weather. So, we're just monitoring that. But I'm pretty sure everybody will be okay for Saturday.
So, Harry Forrester, that's taken another step forward. The deal has been signed off. Does that make much difference to you? Because he's been here anyway.
Nah, that Harry's been here. What it does do, I think common sense prevailed rather than it going to a tribunal. You know, both clubs have sat down and came to a sensible solution, which obviously both parties are happy with, otherwise they wouldn't have done it.
So come on then, when are we going to see him play?
Hopefully soon. You know, now that side of it's sorted out, we need to get him back fit, get him back playing and let everybody see what a good player he is.
Because this has dragged on now for an age, this injury and then the setback again. It must be so frustrating.
It's frustrating for us, but more so for Harry, because he worked ever so hard to get himself back fit. And, you know, and I've said before, through his own eagerness to get his ankle right and get back playing again, he's picked up this thigh injury. You know, but there's nothing we can do about it. We have to deal with it and make sure that we get him back 100% bang on, ready to go.
After the international break then, could it be as soon as that?
We're hopeful, you know, but what we don't want to do is rush him back too early. You know, we've got to be careful with him. He needs to get as well as getting back fit, he needs to get the relative fitness back into him and get up to speed with our boys quickly.
You've obviously made changes and rotated things recently. How difficult was it to kind of leave Theo Robinson out, because he's played well and got goals recently?
He has, you know, but the squad know that they're not going to play in every single game. What we've asked them to do is take it like men, you know, when you get left out, and not sulk, not spit your dummy out. With Theo the other night there, it was slightly different because he was feeling the effect of his groin from Saturday, so we felt that with this Saturday coming up, that to start Theo and risk maybe losing him for longer or making his injury worse, put him on bench and only use him if we needed to, and unfortunately we had to.
Yeah. Are you going to keep us guessing then? Because we've seen various different teams and formations from you this season. Is that how you will plan to do it, or do you want to keep things settled if you can, when you can?
I mean, you want to keep things settled, but you've also got to look at what you come up against and not so much what they can do to you, because you're playing against good teams every week. You've got to look at different players and different formations to see how you can hurt the opposition, and that's something we're trying to do. You know, we work hard behind the scenes to try and make sure that happens, and it's not going to happen every week. You know, you change formation one week, you get the result, everything's fantastic. You change it another week and you don't. It's all doom and gloom. So we'll keep working hard. And the one thing we will do on Saturday is we know we're coming up against a good team in good form. But it's fantastic for us. You know, it lets us go out and have a go again.
Just before we move on to Leicester, the last time I was here, we were talking about potential departures on loan. Has anything progressed at all with that, with any of those players there?
There's possibly one player going out before the weekend. You know, it'd be disrespectful to the player and to the club until everything's done. So your next question is, I'm not going to tell you. Or the answer to the next question is.
So how likely then is it then? Are you confident all this will go through?
There's one that's down the line at the minute. You know, we're just waiting on a couple of phone calls to sort it out. And all it is, it's purely for the player to go out and get games, get football. You know, we've got a group here that I keep going on about that are fantastic, and it's some of the ones that need game time, and that's purely what it would be for.
There was a bit of interest in Billy Painter recently. Is that him?
you're absolutely bang on.
There was injury. Well, I am right about that because you told me about it. Yeah, is it the same player again?
I'm not telling you.
Is this going to then mean you're going to bring anybody in then?
We're looking at the possibilities, depending on how James is, maybe to get a left back in, you know. But if not, we feel as if we'll get covered. We reach there.
Can I ask when does the loan deadline shut? Then how long have you got to do all this business?
It's not until November, you know. So there is a bit of time to do that if we need to do that, and we've got another 2 week break coming up, you know. So we've got to look at James's situation. If he's not going to be fit, we're pretty sure he'd be fit for the game at Reading, you know. So whether we bring in somebody for one game or not. It's something I've got to look at.
I must ask, this week the football club released a statement saying that all takeover interest is being put to one side. As football manager, knowing that perhaps there was a potential pot of gold there, what's your take on it?
It's something that I couldn't let affect me. You know, there was a lot of talk, especially pre-season time, about it. But all my efforts and thoughts have to go into what's happening now. You know, I've got a fantastic board who have backed me, who I get on great with. You know, and we've got a team that feels, all right, we're not going to win every game, but competing well. You know, we've played, I think it's, somebody said after tomorrow it'll be 6 out of the top 9 that we've played already. You know, so it's been a tough start for us, but it's been a fantastic start for us as well, because it's let us know as a club, and not just down here at Cantley, that the whole club, that we're going in the right direction.
So it is then Leicester, they're on good form at the moment. I think they've got more wins than anybody else at the top end of the Championship. What do you make to them?
They're a good team with a good manager that I know well. You know, I'll be looking forward to seeing Nigel and all his staff, because as well has been top football people. They're good people as well. He's put a good team there, a strong squad, and we know it's going to be tough for us, but it'll be no tougher than it was at Watford, at Wigan, against Blackburn, against Forest, against Burnley the other night. But what we've got to do is go out there with no pressure and play with no fear, you know, because yet again it's another game nobody's expecting anything from us, so that gives us a little bit of luxury of going out there and having a go at them as well.
And they're slightly difficult to predict as well, because they too have had many changes to how they've looked this year. They've played wing backs, they've changed around here, there and everywhere. Is that difficult for you to plan?
No, because we're very thorough in what we do. You know what I will say on that, the last 4 or 5 games that they've kept the same personnel in the same team. You know, Nigel, like ourselves here, has got players that can play in different positions and different formations, so we have to plan for everything that they do. But also, you know, and I sound like a broken down record, it's, we respect the team and we do our homework on them, but I'm a big believer, it's what we do and how we approach it and how we go about it.
They're obviously a very good team, of which a decent amount of money has been spent too. But one thing that is notable about their season, they've been awarded, engineered, describe it how you like, a lot of penalties. Does that maybe sort of make your eyebrows raise a little bit as to how some of their goals have come about?
No, not at all. Not at all. You take it when you get them. You know, it'd be nice if we could get one, I must admit. But what it does go to show you that they've got good players who get in around your 18-yard box and cause problems. You know, if they weren't doing that, they wouldn't be getting their penalties.
Trip down memory lane for you, isn't it? Or sort of. I know it's at the Keep Motor Stadium, but a chance for you to renew rivalries with Leicester?
Yeah, it's a fantastic club with a lot of good people there, and 2 spells there, and I had a great time. You know, second spell didn't quite work out the way I wanted to, with having a back injury and coming to the end of my career. But in 2 years and 2 spells, I had a fantastic time there. Got a lot of good memories of the place, but I'll be wanting to put one over them on Saturday.
Didn't you get 20 goals in one season for them?
Yeah, don't sound so surprised.
I'm not surprised about that, but more so that, well, it's a hell of a record, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, the first time especially, there was a lot of stuff went on. You know, the club went into administration, they moved to the new stadium, and we had a top set of players there, you know, and we got promoted, which was fantastic for us. So a lot of good memories.
So your own home form now, OK, the win came against Blackburn. How acutely aware of you that needs to just improve a notch?
It does improve, but we need to improve in a lot of areas as well, as we've done. The one thing this league does for you when we're playing, especially the top teams, is that's fine lines in football matches, you know. And we gave Burnley a lot of credit the other night there, and rightly so. But, you know, going over the game again and watching it again, there wasn't a lot to choose between the two teams, you know. And if you strip it back, in a simple way, we've lost to a penalty and a deflected goal. You know, 1-0 in the game the other night there, we changed things around a little bit and it nearly worked, you know, for a couple of chances and put them on the back foot. So, look, nobody knows more than me that the home form has to improve and we have to pick up results. But I'll keep saying it, it's a new challenge for us all coming into this division and we're enjoying it. And as long as we keep competing the way we are, I'm happy.